This is Ozarks at Large. The 63rd Emmy Awards are handed out later this month. And Wayne Bell, author of the Culture Club column at FayettevilleFlyer.com, is with me to discuss some of the more popular Emmy categories. Wayne, good to have you back in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Let's see. Last week we discussed comedies, and most of those nominations came from network TV. This week we're talking drama, and the field is heavily loaded with cable and pay cable entries.
And the field is heavily loaded, where last week we talked about comedy, and I said, you know, right now the state of comedy on television is pretty thin, but with drama, we're living in an age right now, or, you know, in a spot where we have so much great drama on television, and you know, it rivals anything that's at the movie theater right now.
I agree. I mean,
so we're very lucky.
Let's take a look at nominees. Let's start with supporting actor. The nominees are Andre Braugher from the recently canceled Man of a Certain Age, which is on TNT or TBS, one of those two.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a pretty good show. Mm-hmm. Walton Goggins from a show you really like, Justified. Josh Charles from another show you really like, The Good Wife. John Slattery from Mad Men.
A show we both like.
Yes. Alan Cumming from The Good Wife. And Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones.
Which you love.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I could theoretically see any of these six, and that's how strong that category is. I mean, if you go on submission alone, the Good Wife guys come out really good, as does John Slattery, who finally had something worthy to do this year besides just be funny on Mad Men. And then, you know, you look at some of the new nominees like Walter Coggins from Justified and Peter Dinklage, your favorite, from... Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, you know, but I guess in the long run, I see it maybe as coming down to one of the Good Wife guys or John Slattery, only because he's been nominated over and over and over, and this is the first time that the Mad Men writers really gave him something to do this year. His episode submission when he tries to deal with the aftermath of losing their big account,
which was his character's responsibility,
right, is the first time that he's had a really Emmy-worthy submission, and both of the Good Wife gentlemen have great submissions. So, you know, I could see it going either way.
Supporting actress nominees include Kelly MacDonald from Boardwalk Empire on HBO, Christine Baranski from The Good Wife, Archie
Punjabi
from The Good Wife,
last year's winner,
Michelle Forbes from The Killing, mm-hmm. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, and Margot Martindale from Justified.
Again, I could make a case for any of those six, and they're so strong. I mean, it's ridiculous how thick that talent pool is. Kelly MacDonald is probably the best part of Boardwalk Empire.
Agreed.
But, you know, it's kind of an understated performance. And, you know, Christine Baranski is an Emmy favorite from past. And Archie Punjabi won last year, and she had even stronger material this year. Christina Hendricks is always great on Mad Men.
Michelle Forbes was fantastic.
Michelle Forbes was really great in the pilot of The Killing. And then, you know, the show kind of went in a weird direction, but she was great. Mm-hmm. But the one that kind of stands out above those is Margot Martindale. She's a great character actress, and she plays kind of this evil matriarch on Justified, a villain like I haven't seen on television. So I would think that she is a slight favorite above maybe Punjabi because she won last year. But God, that talent pool is so deep.
Yeah, they were all very good.
Mm-hmm.
Best actor, Steve Buscemi, who is the lead in Boardwalk Empire. Michael C. Hall, familiar to many people, is Dexter on Showtime. Hugh Laurie, nominated for the millionth time in a row from House on Fox. Mm-hmm. Kyle Chandler, one last chance to win for Friday Night Lights. That show has ended its run. Timothy Oliphant from Justified. And Emmy favorite.
Runner-up. Constant runner-up.
Yes, constant runner-up, John Hamm from Mad Men. I think this might be John Hamm's year.
It would be really nice. And he submitted that suitcase episode. Which, he's brilliant in it. It's a two-person play. Elizabeth Moss also submitted it. You know, and he has played for 3 years now, runner-up to Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, and that's not eligible this year because it didn't run new episodes. So, yeah, he's the favorite, but of course you can't count out, like, Steve Buscemi because he's got name recognition. But, yeah, I still think this... If John Hamm can't win this year, he'll never win.
I think you're right, because that episode...
It was written for a win.
Right.
So.
Best actress includes Connie Britton, also from Friday Night Lights. She's been great through that whole series. Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men. Mariska Hargitay. From she's actually won before, right?
Yeah, and she's been nominated 450
every year,
times.
Right. Law and Order, SVU. Julianne Margulies from The Good Wife. Kathy Bates from Harry's Law.
Yeah,
which
a
I've
weird one.
Not seen. And Mireille Enos from The Killing.
Who's great in The Killing.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
Kind of a dry character, not a lot of emote, you know. Yeah. But she did submit the one where she's looking for her son. So she's got a little bit to do there. But I have to look at this and say, well, first of all, the shocker is that Kira Sedgwick won last year and she's not even on here. But if you look at the category as a whole, it has to come down to Julianne Margulies from The Good Wife, who had an excellent submission, and Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men, who also had an excellent submission. Whether she gets overshadowed or not by John Hamm in that submission is debatable. And given that Julianne Margulies has been around a long time, she won a long time ago for ER, and she's got so much goodwill towards her, I would think, coupled with the fact that she's got an excellent episode, I mean, something's got to go her way.
The fact that Friday Night Lights, it didn't even premiere. Its first run this last season wasn't even on pay cable. It was on DirecTV, right?
Well, the nominations, these three major nominations, and I think they're also up for writing and directing, that's a big deal for that show, because for the first 3 or 4 years, it got no recognition, and critics screamed. And last year, both the actors were nominated, and now in its final year, it got all these other nominations. So that's kind of a reward for that little show that, you know, a lot of people really love, but never really got on the radar. Mm-hmm. So that's encouraging.
All right, Best Drama. The nominees are Boardwalk Empire from HBO, Dexter from Showtime, Friday Night Lights from DirecTV, Mad Men from AMC, Game of Thrones from HBO, and the networks get one nod with The Good Wife.
Which is the I've long said on here, it's the best network television show drama. But first of all, Dexter doesn't need to be there. Their fifth season was not that wonderful. Their fourth season was excellent. And if they couldn't win for that, they're certainly not going to win for this. I mean, that could have been Justified or The Killing. But in the end, I guess this will have to come down to Mad Men versus, you know, Boardwalk Empire. But Boardwalk Empire, surprisingly, for all the nominations it got, it didn't do that well with the acting nominations. And so you look at it and you say, well, Good Wife will get some votes from being network and it'll do well. And Game of Thrones will get some votes, but it won't get all because it's science fiction and or, you know, fantasy. And so and then Mad Men had its best season ever. It's fourth season, so I could see, you know, I feel like Mad Men will win four in a row.
You could see, when you look at Mad Men and then John Hamm, Elizabeth Moss, Christina
Hendricks, Sean Slattery.
You could see a big sweep.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to.
Yeah.
But it could happen, you know. Mad Men has never won an acting award, so this could be its chance. And Robert Morris is nominated in supporting, and it's got two supporting actresses or guest supporting actress, you know, cat nominees as well. So Mad Men is all across the board, and it should be. It had its best season, and if it wins, it's fourth. It'll go with Hill Street Blues and L.A. Law and The West Wing as winning four. So that's great company.
And the awards are Sunday night on the 18th.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Thanks
Wayne.
A lot.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.